Please rise for prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are ailing, especially this morning, we uplift Paul and Art, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Haley, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Dawn, Johanna, Rachel, Amber, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Rob, Dan, Merle, Katie and Jake, Amanda, Darlene, Ava, Curtis, Forrest, Ed, Noel, and Maggie. And bless those who grieve, that they may be strengthened in body and spirit, confident of the love of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, we especially uplift our partners in ministry. We pray that you would bless Philomath Community Church as they gather today, and that you would open more and more hearts to Jesus through their ministry. Lord, we also pray for the gathering this week, Hope for Healing, that the stories that are shared, the life struggles that are shared, would turn in a positive direction toward you and your healing touch. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For these and all other prayers and intercessions we have, that the petitions of our hearts may be known to the one who knows and loves us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
let your light lead us to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we continue with the liturgy of the sacrament, I need to grab a green book, or else I'm going to be in trouble. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give praise and thanks to you, for the shepherd of his sheep who overcame the grave and offered everlasting life to each one, each of those individuals who are his sheep. Therefore, with praises and with the archangels, we evermore praise your name and join their unending hymn. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the full remission of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared for you. You may be seated.